many godly women and mothers. And although they lived at centuries apart, millennium apart, they all have a special love for their families. And their source of joy, as we read about any of these women, came from giving life and love unselfishly and without any reservation. Now we know in studying that the father of the family is to be the provider. His role is of the protector and the spiritual leader. But the mother and the wife is the adorning centerpiece of the family. She's the matriarch, and she's the glory of her family. And her strength is rooted in her love for the Lord, first of all, as she extends that love to her husband, her children, her extended family, and all of her friends. She sacrifices for her family. She nurtures and guides her children. She instructs them, especially in the ways of the Lord. And she comforts them during times of perhaps sickness or sadness. She is the primary and she is the ultimate caregiver by nature. She's always looking ahead and anticipating the needs of her family and of others as well. And her greatest joy is seeing her family, her children, grow up in the Lord. She doesn't take pride in herself, but rather in her husband, her children, and her home. And the only motivation that she has is genuine love, the love of Jesus that's in her heart. She just allows it to flow through. Now, Jewish tradition tells us that Solomon wrote the Song of Songs in his early years. He wrote the book of Ecclesiastes in his final years, and the book of Proverbs in his middle years. He had a son who was about to enter the world as a young adult. And although Solomon, it's estimated that Solomon wrote over 3,000 Proverbs, we have, I think, the best 800 in the book of Proverbs. And Solomon was considered to be the wisest man to have ever lived, and he condensed his wisdom, his vast reservoir of knowledge and wisdom, and expresses it to his son. And he's expressing it to us as well. And Solomon also provided him with warnings of various pitfalls that he will surely face as he enters life as a young man. And generally, there are two schools of thought in the book of Proverbs. One school is the book of wisdom, and the other one is the book of fools. And all of the wisdom that he shared, Solomon saved his most valuable advice until the very last chapter. And that's chapter 31. In verse 10, Solomon wrote, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies." That was his best counsel to his son. A godly woman is the most precious treasure that any man can have. In chapter 31, we read Solomon, he mentions 40 virtuous characteristics about a godly woman and a godly mother. And I think these are very similar characteristics to that one virtuous woman, that one that the Lord is searching to be his bride. I'll just paraphrase, if you will. Among the many characteristics that Solomon mentions, she's faithful. She is faithful to her husband and to her family. She's trustworthy. And he trusts her because he knows her heart. She's kind and she's charitable to others. She's studious in the Word of God. She's industrious. She's not idle. She's not lazy. She's provisional to her family and to the needs of others. She's generous with her time. She bears burdens. She bears other people's burdens. She's a prayer warrior. Her strength is in the Lord, and it's not from herself. It's from the Lord. She has a sound mind and a singular purpose. She's compassionate. She's genuinely humble and genuinely thankful to the Lord. She's submissive. She's wise, and she avoids foolish conversations. She's diligent, she's committed, and she's reverent. She's an example to everyone she encounters. She's not ashamed of her faith in the Lord, for in him is her strength, and that's where her courage abides. She's strong. She knows the Lord, whom she trusts, and she is not moved by criticism from unbelievers. Her love flows through her naturally, and it's not contrived. And her reward is found in verse 28. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Again, I'm very thankful. I know you are too, for all the godly, for the godly women in your lives. To me, you're such an inspiration. You really make me want to be a better man, a better husband, a better father, a better friend. So to all the godly mothers, thank you. Thank you. To all the godly women, thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your devotion. Thank you for your testimony. Thank you for just being you. I pray that this Mother's Day is very special for you, because you're special to him. Please know that you are loved. Don't ever think you're not loved. You're honored. You're respected. You're appreciated. I appreciate you simply for being the godly woman that God has chosen you to be. You are priceless, far beyond any wealth that this world could ever offer. You are without price. You're most valuable to your family and your friends. But most of all, you are most valuable to the Lord Jesus Christ. He loves you. I love you. I wish you the best Mother's Day you've ever had. This is a day that was set aside many years ago by one of our former presidents. But really, every day is Mother's Day. Thank you. God bless you this morning. I hope you have a very special day.